Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Hour number two of the fastest 2 hours in talk radio. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show, broadcasting live on the miraculously awesome AmericanFreedomRadio.com. It's the American dream. You have to be asleep to believe it, or living in New Zealand. My very special guest today has been going through hell, and I had a look at him on the webcam, and he looks like it too. His name is James Wright. From facebook.com/OccupyFreemasonry. Well, James, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Vinny. Always a pleasure.
Well, you know,
compliment. The way I look, woof, yeah.
Yeah, well, let's just get straight into it there, because I haven't had the chance to listen to, in fact, I haven't listened to either of those audio recordings you sent me. The first one I made into a video straight away and put it up without even listening to it. And the same with this newest audio recording that you just sent to me this morning. I haven't had a chance to listen to it, so I want you to give us a recap and also kind of bring the audience up to speed with what's happening to you right now.
Right. Okay. Well, the first one that I sent you, let's see, that's been about 3 weeks ago, and what it was the Grand Lodge of Texas calling. Well, not call. They contacted me on Facebook because they knew of no other way to establish communication with me, and requested that I call. And the gentleman that did so, I had no reason to believe. You know, I had known him from my dealings at the Scottish Rite 2 years ago, and the fact that he even contacted me, I'm thinking, what, did somebody die? You know, what? Why would this guy be contacting me? So I called him, and it was basically to tell me that, you know, my presence is required at this Masonic trial coming up and blah, blah, blah. And they wanted to know an address on me, and I refused to give it, and therefore refused to accept this so-called, you know, Masonic summons to a Masonic trial. And so he took note of all those things, and that was that conversation. The one today was the same thing, a message saying, you know, to call, and so I did, and it was to inform me that, you know, they have set a trial date, and, you know, blah, 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 and I informed them that I will be going under the condition that I am allowed to take private security personnel and the press with me. And he, being the district deputy grand master, the one who phoned both of these occasions and then again today, did not quite know what to say to that. So he said he would, I'm paraphrasing, you know, he would check into it and get back to me. But I can pretty much assure you the answer is already going to be they are not going to allow that, because there's been a similar case in Kentucky where a brother was persecuted, and he showed up with the press there locally, and they shut the whole thing down. So that's that end of things. In the meantime, since I returned to Texas 2 months ago, I came down, I bypassed Dallas, so I refused to live there anymore, since that's the Masonic capital of the planet. And I came on down to central South Texas, kind of, you know, did a big circle around, visited friends, loved ones, and I certainly know my way around down here. It's my old stomping grounds, and I settled in San Marcos. Well, I suddenly became smitten out of nowhere with a new budding romance, and that seemed to take off very well. He was from a pretty prominent family, a Masonic family, even though he said he was not one. And, you know, I went through everything in terms of, like, meet the parents and all that. And his father is the mayor of a city in central Texas that I'm not going to name, because God only knows what the ramifications of that would be. So the romance continues. And then all of a sudden, about a week ago, I wake up one morning to a person that I didn't even know who it was. Complete change of personality. It scared the hell out of me, literally. I mean, it's just, it's one of those things where it's who you think it is in terms of who you're looking at, but the voice was different, the attitude was different, the personality was different, and the reason he was trying so hard to start a fight this particular morning, whoever this was, was according to him, he did not want, quote, these people in his life anymore. And, of course, given the circumstances and what I do and everything, you know, I'll give you three guesses as to who these people refer to. And so that was the reason. And I was led to believe, you know, that he had suffered some sort of threat to his job or, you know, whatever. I can speculate, but there's no point. But then I find out that, no, that was not the case at all. I did my homework and called in a couple favors to some places. And as it turns out, he is an NSA agent, as in National Security Agency. Now, I say agent, I don't know for sure whether he is a full-blown agent in terms of agent or if he is just sort of a contractor or middle of the road employee. I don't know.
Maybe not agent, maybe asset.
Asset. Good. Yes. Thank you, Vinny. So with that realization, I literally became sick to my stomach. I suffered a very serious bout of nausea for a couple days over the fact that I had been sleeping next to this person, you know, for a while, and was totally, the whole thing was one big piece of theater, obviously, it was nothing, so you can imagine the sorts of things that have been going through my mind, and as a result, I sent out a sort of a SOS to some friends, and right now, I am with friends being hidden out in the mountains of deep southwest Texas near Mexico. And the property I'm on is patrolled by several cowboys with rifles and Rottweilers, and I am extremely safe. That's the good news. But the bad news is they've really hit me hard this time, and I've been through every emotion in the book this past week, and my doctor's got me on some medication for anxiety, and I just, you know, it's time to regroup, and I'm mad as hell, and, you know, I'm nearing completion of the next book. I'm really going to vet them like never before. This time, they've effectively gone and they've hit a hornet's nest with a baseball bat, is what they've really done. And, you know, they at least, with this NSA operation, whatever it was, got me down, thought they got me isolated, thought they compromised my finances, but I'm pretty resilient. And even though I'm pretty much broke at the moment, I am, like I said, safe. That's what matters. So I am pleading with everyone listening to just get the word out. These are the men. These are your Illuminati. And this is the type of things they do to someone that they believe, in their own words, not mine, is their personal property, and that I should return to them for some bizarre punishment because of my Masonic oath violations in bringing all this information out. And, of course, we all know what those Masonic penalties are. So
that's what medication has your doctor got you on, bro?
Xanax.
Xanax, how do you spell that? X-A-N-A-X?
Yes.
So, Xanax side effects from drugs.com. Let's have a look. Now, normally I whenever anybody's on a medication, firstly thing that you do is you have a look at the side effects. So let me see if any of these jump out at you, mate. Depressed moods, thought of suicide or hurting yourself, unusual risk-taking behavior, decreased inhibitions, no fear of danger, confusion, hyperactivity, agitation, hostility, hallucinations, feelings like you might pass out, urinating less than usual or not at all, chest pain, pounding heartbeats or fluttering in your chest, uncontrolled muscle movements, tremor, seizure, convulsions, jaundice, which is a yellowing of the skin or eyes, drowsiness, dizziness, feeling tired or irritable, blurred vision, headache, memory problems, trouble concentrating, sleep problems and insomnia, swelling in your hands and feet, muscle weakness, lack of balance or coordination, slurred speech, upset stomach, nausea, vomiting, constipation, diarrhea, increased sweating, dry mouth, stuffy nose, appetite or weight changes, loss of interest in sex. Any of those jumping out at you, Brian?
The only one that you mentioned was the last one, the loss of interest in sex.
And you were saying that you were feeling nauseous and stuff like that after the you had this problem in your relationship. Yeah, were you on the Xanax then?
No. This has just been prescribed. It's only temporary. It's a very low dosage. It's doing one thing, which is keeping me from going into crying fits over the emotions of being under the impression that I was in a loving relationship, and yet it was a piece of Scottish Rite working in tandem with the NSA theater production. So,
Hey, and that was something both of us were suspicious about in the first place, and you were like hoping against hope that it wasn't the case, and now you found out that it is, and it's really thrown you for a loop, isn't it?
Yes, Vinny, you're always right. I can't debate that now.
well, here's the thing, you know, we had a comment to the chat room, just smoke some weed and harden the frack up. And it's just like, I've got this real concern, and this is kind of why I brought you on the show, like, right now, today, because I saw there were, like, 19 messages from you, and last time I saw you kind of messaging me, that was such intensity, we had, like, a 3-4 hour conversation until, like, 3 or 4 in the morning kind of thing, and just talking about all this sort of stuff, and I made you feel better, so I want to do it again. Difficulty is, of course, you have a look at a lot of people in this world, and having a reality check isn't always the best thing, because sometimes being totally out of and detached from reality can actually spare you from some of its very, very harsh principles and shocking crap that happens to you during said reality. And this is what pharmaceutical drugs essentially do, is they take you out of reality in your own head.
Yes, I'm not claiming to be a big fan of pharma. This is only temporary because it was like every hour I was just breaking down and I couldn't deal with that. I need to have more productive thoughts in my head. And things are starting to roll, and I've been inspired now in lieu of what's happened. So I've knocked out a couple more chapters on the book, and it should be complete by the end of the month. And things are, moving forward. The only thing that I wish was slightly different is that I wasn't currently having to be hiding out in the mountains. But you know what? It could be worse. It's absolutely beautiful out here, and it's a nice time and place for reflection.
Let me guess. You're out in nature in the fresh air, and you've got good mates around you.
Yes.
Now, that's a really good drug to have, man.
Yes, it is. I'm very blessed. And you know what? It was the power of the truther community that even synchronistically made this all fall into place. So,
yeah, it's like I told you before, you're not alone in all of this. As soon as you come out against the New World Order and scumbaggery, you suddenly realize that there's an enormous community out there who know about this sort of stuff and come out to support you, provided you ask for help. And sometimes you don't even need to verbally ask for help, or even on the media or anything like that. It just comes to you, like you're sending out these signals. But in other cases, it's quite literal, isn't it?
Well, yes. And this of all the times we've spoken, this would be the time that I need help the most. They've hit me hard. I mean, leading up to all this, they went and accosted my half sister in Dallas. Tried to question her about my movements, whereabouts, and all that. She extended the proverbial middle finger to him. I found out now that a couple other of my closest, oldest friends in Dallas have also now been approached in the same fashion by these Scottish Rite men in black. I mean, it's reaching such a point of absurdity that, you know, it's the gloves are off. The gloves are now off. And the next book is not going to be pretty. So, that's all I can
see. Maybe you're just channeling this kind of thing. It's like a big wall of water of emotional terror and stress and pain is coming at you. So what you do is you build yourself a little aqueduct and you funnel all that power of all that water in this giant tsunami. And what you do is you use it to wash away all your inhibitions and get the fracking job done, mate.
Yes, that is the primary goal. The job must get done. They must be stopped or this will never end. And I'm not talking about just myself. I'm talking about Albert Pike and his three world wars, which are now coming to fruition. You go back and you read that document from 1871, World Wars 1 and 2 happened just to the letter of how he spelled it out. Now the world is entering this phase that he spelled out for World War 3. It all goes back to the Scottish Rite. And I really am begging people, check out Occupy Freemasonry, check out the book. I'm begging you, get the word out, if nothing else, because this needs to have more attention drawn to it. The mainstream media has been told to hush about it. The alternative media obviously doesn't care about that, and I'm eternally grateful to the forces of nature and the universe for birthing the alternative media to make all this possible. But this is truly now the most dangerous phase. They've stooped to a new low. They've once again reached into my personal life and tried to attack me in such a way that almost maybe perhaps hoping that it makes me suicidal or something, you know, because of the relationship aspect that was involved. But I ain't suicidal. I'm madder than ever, and I have my resolve right now is stronger than it's been yet.
Well, you know, even though one's resolve might be strong, it doesn't mean the fact that you're just putting on a brave face for out of fragility, you know, because that's my summation of you, James, is that you're really strong but very fragile, like plate glass. It's real hard to break plate glass, but once you go right through it, it shatters into a thousand pieces. And I'm just kind of, you know, putting duct tape all over you, you know, sort of thing, so that the hurricane winds that are battering you right now don't do that. Essentially, you listen to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. My very special guest is James Wright from facebook.com/Occupy Freemasonry, and we'll be right back after the break. Please donate at thevinnieeastwoodshow.com for reasons exactly like this.